the U.S. military hires a man with communist ties to purge the military of patriotic Americans. And historic document is released with over 155 generals declaring America is falling over into Marxism. I'm not aware of this number of generals ever coming forward before to warn about such things. The Worldview Weekend Hour begins right now.
WVW-TV presents the Worldview Weekend Hour with Brannon House. Whether the topic is law, science, government, economics, history, family, social issues, education, or theology, Brannon brings the issues of today into clear focus through the lens of a biblical worldview. And now, here is your host, Brannon House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Weekend Hour. We are live tonight on Sunday night, May 16th. And if we're not live, if it's not 8:06 on May 16th, you're watching Tape Delayed. It's the Worldview Weekend Hour. I'm Brannon House. I normally host between 7 and 9, Monday through Saturday, what is known as Brannon House Live on Lindell TV. But since 2015, I've been hosting the Worldview Weekend Hour right here every Sunday night since 2015. And so tonight we are simulcasting at wvwtv.com/live, as well as on frankspeech.com and Lindell TV. We're also joined by our listeners on other markets like TV 30 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So welcome to all of you on the various platforms. Tonight my guest is Trevor Loudon. We're going to talk about many topics, including a very historic letter. That is 150 generals that have come out and signed a letter warning that America is falling over into Marxism. I'm not aware ever of this many generals coming forward to warn of something like this. This is an historic letter. It was originally 120. As of tonight, we're at 155 and growing. We'll also talk about this guy right here, Bishop Garrison. He has been tapped by the Secretary of Defense, dated in a memo April 9th, 2021, to help purge the military of patriots, conservatives. I don't know how you can read it any other way. We are truly living in historic times, as was warned by my guest, Trevor Loudon, at this news desk through his TV show that you can watch at wvwtv.com. In fact, just in the last day or so, we have posted a new TV show by him. So his latest episode can be found at wvwtv.com. He warned before the election that America was going through a pre-Marxist revolution. That's what he said before the election, that America was in a pre-Marxist revolution. Well, now Biden has taken the White House by hook or by crook, and the question for him tonight is, where are we in this revolution? And what does he think about now 155 generals coming forward with their resumes, their credentials, their careers, their sworn oath to the Constitution, and warning about America falling into Marxism, and then the purging of our military? That and more with Trevor Loudon tonight. Trevor joins us from California via Skype. He has just landed in California. He'll be speaking to a group of people out there this week. And so we're thankful to have him joining us tonight, actually by Zoom. Trevor, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Brandon. Always a pleasure.
Well, it is our joy to have you. What do you make of this historic letter by 155 generals that have signed this? We've seen it reported in the Daily Mail, The Sun. Those are international papers. So this is getting quite a bit of traction, Trevor.
Well, so it should. You know, this is unprecedented in American history. But having America in the middle of a communist revolution is also unprecedented in American history. So these generals who have sworn an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, these people who have fought foreign enemies their entire careers are now warning us in no uncertain terms about the domestic enemies that are trying to drag this country into communism. So they should be should be supported, should be applauded, and we should take complete notice of what they have to say. This is historic, and it's heroic of them to do this.
Well, and many of them, of course, fought communism and socialism and fascism. And so, you know, they had a lot of their friends, their colleagues, their fellow soldiers perish or lose limbs to those battles. And now they're warning it's right here. I mean, this is why many of them and their brothers in arms fought overseas so it wouldn't come here. And yet, just as Lenin predicted, he said, we'll take Europe, then we'll take Eastern Europe, then we'll take Asia, then we'll surround the United States and collapse it from within. It seems to be happening. And these guys, these generals are and admirals are quite, you know, concerned. Before the election, you thought we were in a pre-Marxist revolution. Now here we are, May 16th, 2021. Where are we at now? Are we still in a pre-Marxist revolution, or are we further down the road?
We're further down the road. We're in the consolidation stage now. Look, there isn't a lot of time left. They are clamping down on every avenue of freedom we have left. And the military is right now the only thing stand. The military and the governors of the states and the grassroots are the only thing standing between the communists and complete takeover. The Biden administration is chock full of Marxists at every single level. If Mao Tse-tung was in the White House instead of Biden, I don't think you'd notice any difference. I think the pattern, the game plan would be exactly the same.
So, Trevor, I want to concentrate on what you just said. That was that it wouldn't make a whole lot of difference whether Mao was in office or Joe Biden. Explain that, will you?
Well, the communist playbook would be rolling out exactly the same way if Chairman Mao or Lenin was in the White House now, or Biden was in the White House. We're seeing classic Maoism and Leninism being implemented in this country.
The only difference is we're not seeing red flags and Chinese posters everywhere, but this is classic Maoism that is being implemented in America now. You know, the open borders crisis, the purging of the military, the raising of taxes, the persecution of enemies of the state. All of this is classic Maoism, Leninism. We are in a communist revolution now, and the fact that most Americans don't understand it is not because it's not happening. It's because the media has been so taken over. It's now an implement. It's now a tool of the revolutionaries.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's talk about this memo dated April 9th, 2021, Secretary of Defense. He states that he is going to have this new department led by a advisor on human capital and diversity and equity and inclusion, Bishop Garrison. He says, my point of contact of these efforts is Mr. Bishop Garrison. That's how the Secretary of Defense closes his letter, his memo dated April 9th, 2021. Revolver did a big piece on Bishop Garrison, and a lot of his Twitter, I'm sure you've studied some of this now. We saw in one bio that I sent over to you the other day that he belongs to the Council for a Livable World. Remind our audience who the Council for a Livable World is, because what this means is he was on the board of that group, which means, correct me if I'm wrong, the guy now in charge with purging conservatives and constitutionalists and patriots out of the military is directly tied to a communist organization. True or false?
It's a pro-communist organization, and it's true.
Tell us all about it.
Well, the Council for a Livable World has been operating since 1962. They've elected more than 200 senators and several presidential candidates. They were set up by a known Soviet agent, Leo Szilard, who was a Manhattan Project scientist. He helped to develop the atomic weapon during World War II, and he had a Hungarian communist background. And he set that organization up. This was its goal. He was basically told by Soviet intelligence to stop his spying and instead work for US nuclear disarmament to weaken the US military. So what he did, he got a whole bunch of money together and he started electing left-wing senators in small states, because you can elect a senator in a small state like Rhode Island or Delaware or Vermont much more cheaply than you can in California or Texas or Illinois. So he did that, and as I said, he's elected 200 of them. But one of the very first was a man called Joe Biden, and this is what they were expected to do. The council would elect these people. They would provide staff for them, they would get them re-elected, and they would advise them. And the only thing they had to do in return was vote and work to gut the US military, to cancel weapon systems, to negotiate horrible treaties with the Soviet Union or Russia, to do everything they could to give Moscow an advantage over the United States, so that the Soviets dash Russians could either blackmail America into submission or destroy America. This is where Joe Biden comes from. Joe Biden was their the first time they've ever endorsed a presidential candidate was Joe Biden. They've already put another 5 members of their boards, etc., into Biden's staff in the disarmament area. And now you have a board member of the council in charge of purging the military of patriots and conservatives. That's while Russia and China are preparing for war against America, an organization that has worked for Russia for 60 years has one of their people purging your military of patriots. Can you think of anything more serious than that, Brandon?
No, I can't. And can you believe we're even at this point and how fast it's going, Trevor?
Look, 3 months in, and we're in a revolution. 3 months in, the economy's going to hell. We've got Russia about to invade the Ukraine. We've got war breaking out in the Middle East. We've got Iran getting ready to invade Israel and Saudi Arabia. And we've got China ready to strike out in the Pacific, and I believe attack America. I don't think they're aiming for Taiwan. I think they're going to attack America.
So you think what they're doing in Taiwan is cover for their attack on America?
Yeah, I do.
Explain that. Yeah. Explain why you say that. Explain what information you're looking at. Explain what maybe they have written in the past that would lead you to believe that. And Taiwan, from the coast of California, is a long way. How will they do that? And will they have help on the ground in California?
Well, there's a number of questions there. Yes, well, there's 1 million Chinese in the San Gabriel Valley alone. Many of them are working for the Chinese government and will be loyal to the Chinese government if push comes to shove.
And where is that? Yes, where is that?
In the San Gabriel Valley alone.
Where is that? Where is that valley?
That's just east of Los Angeles.
Okay. So again, because a lot of people don't know what that means. So you're saying there are 1 million Chinese just near Los Angeles, not that we're painting all Chinese with the same brush, but you believe there are enough Chinese that are loyal to the Communist CCP, the Communist Chinese Party, that with 1 million of them that would be loyal to the CCP already living near Los Angeles.
Yeah, plus as many hundreds of thousands and more all over the country. They have a substantial fifth column here. If you read their books, you know, Unrestricted Warfare, etc., it's all about deception. And look, they are ready for the big push. They have their friend in the White House. Why would they go for Taiwan when they could go directly for America? They go for Taiwan, they risk, you know, inflaming Australia and India and all these other countries. The real strategic success would be to deliver a knockout blow on America. That would just put the Indians out of the picture, the Australians out of the picture. Nobody's going to oppose them at all if America goes under. This is the way they operate. And I think the so-called build-up on Taiwan is really a build-up to confront America. You know, see, you got to understand Russia and China are partners, and the Russians just did a massive hack on, you know, getting into virtually every American government department. The Russians have just shut down a pipeline.
Are you, by the way, talking about solar winds when you talk about that initial attack in our government agency? Is that solar winds?
Yeah. That was a 5-month invasion of the U.S. government's critical infrastructure by the Russians. Now you've just had the Russians shut down a massive oil pipeline on the East Coast. Well, they say it's Russian gangsters. Do you seriously think Russian gangsters would be allowed to operate in Russia to attack Russia's main enemy, possibly provoking a major counterattack unless the Russian government told them, gave them permission to do it? This would be done by the Russian military intelligence, and they invent this fiction that it's Russian mafia so they don't have to confront Russia. But this is, they are preparing for war. Both countries are preparing for war now, and they've got their friend in the White House. So if you were them, what would you be doing right now?
Preparing to take over, because you know the guy in the White House is not going to stop your revolution.
Exactly. So you've got a revolution ongoing in the United States, and the two main communist powers, and I count Russia as a communist power, getting ready for war. So this is a pretty darn serious situation.
We've done TV shows last year with mainstream articles, mainstream military magazines, newspapers, and comments out of the Pentagon that the Pentagon at the time under Donald Trump, they knew that Russia and China were preparing for war. So this is not some kind of conspiracy theory or over-conflation on your part. The military knew. I mean, it's documented the military knew that Russia and China had been preparing for war, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Look, many senior military personnel warned us of this, but it didn't get a lot of play in the media. And now, do you think the Biden administration would let them do it? Do you think the Biden administration, that has been bed with the Russians for 40 years now, do you think they'd let the military warn the American public of what could be happening very shortly?
And you say when Biden has been in a relationship with Russia for 40 years, that would be through the Council for a Livable World, the communist-tied organization that got him elected to the U.S. Senate.
Yeah. Look at the 50th anniversary of the Council for a Livable World, which is staffed full of left-wingers and communists. Biden got up there and said, thank you, Council. And this is in my movie. I've got him on tape saying this. Thank you, Council. You got me elected. You guided me through my career. You helped me when I was chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. You helped Obama and I negotiate the START Treaty with Russia, the treaty that was so disastrous for America and so great for Putin that Trump had to unilaterally cancel it because it gave the Russians such a massive advantage over the United States. And now Biden is bringing it back, just like Biden is bringing back the Iran nuclear deal, which is going to guarantee pretty much that Iran will be able to attack Israel and Saudi Arabia and other countries in the Middle East. So everywhere you look, you know, we've gone from a world to 3 months ago where the Chinese were on the back foot, where there was peace in the Middle East, where Russia was in its box, and America was getting ready for an economic bounce back. Now we're heading for depression, we're heading for a war on three fronts, and the economy's heading into a massive downward spiral, all in 3 months.
And we can't fight. Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, who we produce his TV show and radio show here, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry has said the American military cannot fight a war on two fronts.
No, well, this could be three or four fronts, but they can't fight a war on two fronts, and you give Bishop Garrison a couple of years gutting your military, you won't be able to fight a war on any front.
I talked to
you know, you, You look at Russian recruitment videos for their military. They are militaristic and masculine as all get out. You look at the latest military recruitment videos for the US military. It's all about recruiting young, white, racial justice protesters to get man our missile systems. You look at the Russian recruiting videos, you look at the US recruiting videos, you know who would win the war between them if you watch those videos.
I have a friend of mine who's in military intelligence. I've known for 14 years. He called me today to tip me off about a story that I'm going to share with you guys in just a minute. But he was also talking about the military stand down, the gutting of the military, and the talk of extremists in the military. And an admiral came in and was talking to some of the people under his command about this and asked, what do you guys think? And one person spoke up and expressed his discomfort with it, that, you know, that I think this is really just going after conservatives. And then the admiral asked if anyone else wanted to say anything. My friend, who's an officer, spoke up and said that this is nothing. This is flat out Russian Marxist propaganda to put this in the military and paint these people as extremists, domestic terrorists or extremists because they hold to traditional values or opposed to the LGBTQ agenda. You know, they hold to moral traditional values. He said this is absolute pure Marxist propaganda. And the admiral, he said, was taken aback and changed the topic. And what he wanted to say, if he had had the opportunity, was he was put through SEER school. This is, I think, search, evasion, or whatever it stands for. I have to look it back up. But guys that are military pilots, prone to being on the front line, shot down, they're trained how to respond if they find themselves in harm's way and how to respond to being captured, being a POW, to identify brainwashing tactics and techniques and know how to resist. And he said if the conversation had gone on, I was going to say, look, as an officer, as a former Navy pilot, or as a Navy pilot also, who I was put through this SEERS school training to identify this kind of literature. And now you guys are indoctrinating us in this kind of literature. So who am I to trust? My training or this literature?
That's a great point, isn't it? So what he was taught to be able to resist as from the communists is now being taught by the U.S. military. And that's exactly right. That's 100% right.
And it's startling that it's happening in our lifetime. I don't know if, Trevor, if you're aware of this. I brought it up to the audience the other night, but I want to bring it up again and have you respond to it because they certainly haven't heard your thoughts on it. This is a bulletin that just came out this past Friday, May 14th at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's active from May 14th until August 13th, 2021. Summary of terrorism threat to the U.S. homeland. They go on to talk generically about people that, you know, talk about the ineffectiveness of the vaccine, and I guess these people are now a threat. But the last paragraph says that the Department of Homeland Security is collaborating with industry partners to identify and respond to those individuals encouraging violence and attempting to radicalize others through spreading disinformation, conspiracy theories, and false narratives on social media and other online platforms. This is very concerning to me that the Department of Homeland Security now says they're going to identify and respond to individuals attempting to radicalize others through spreading disinformation, conspiracy theories, and false narratives on social media and other online platforms. This same corrupt DHS, run by a bunch of idiots and morons, and debased fools and traitors and communists and Islamists and any other insult I can come up with those morons at the DHS, these guys didn't give a flying frog about the radicalization of Americans when Phil Haney was there, when Phil Haney, your friend and my friend, who sat at this news desk and we produced his TV show and he's in our documentaries, Phil Haney as a DHS officer was trying to stop these Islamists from overseas from coming in during the Obama administration, and they convened a grand jury to go after him because he was supposedly violating the civil liberties of these jihadis overseas because he didn't want them coming in here into the U.S. So isn't it interesting, all of a sudden the idiots at the Department of Homeland Security are worried about the radicalization of Americans. They didn't care if the jihadis came here and radicalized us.
Well, look, you know, the Department of Homeland Security issued their report last year, and they identified the greatest threat to America is the white supremacists, all seven of them, right?
They
didn't mention the tens of thousands of Black Lives Matter communists who had just burnt cities all over America, who are organized by the communist Chinese. Didn't even mention them. So the big problem was the imaginary white supremacists, and the Black Lives Matter pro-Chinese Maoists were not even mentioned. But you know, if you look at Congress, the head of Homeland Security, the head of the Homeland Security Department, the committee in Congress is Benny Thompson from Mississippi. He has a history with the Communist Party USA, even a little bit with the Communist Workers Party, a pro-Chinese militant group. And in 2000, he went to Cuba to meet with Fidel Castro and arranged for 145 young American radicals to go to Cuba for 7 years of free medical training and obviously indoctrination while they're at it. Many of them the sons and daughters of American Communist Party members. Those people are all over the United States now, many of them probably still working for Cuba. Benny Thompson should be being investigated by the Department of Homeland Security, not overseeing it. That is the state of our Homeland Security now. Homeland Security is a new KGB. They're going after conservatives. They're on the side of the communists and insurrectionists.
And then now they're going to identify and respond. I don't know what identify and respond means.
Well, yeah, responds is a polite word for arrest. You know, they will be building cases. Now, see, if you go on you'll be real careful. If you're on a Facebook group or something and somebody starts talking about violence, you've got to get out of there because they're either working for the department, for the FBI, or they're an idiot who has no operational security whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, you know, but the problem is, you know, then that's, I can understand, keep away from any violent rhetoric because I don't believe violence is a solution anyway.
Exactly.
It'll only lead to chaos.
Exactly.
Disaster.
We don't want civil war.
Spreading conspiracy theories is like questioning the election. It's like the kind of stuff we talk about all the time, Brandon, that is based on fact and documentable fact. But that'll be construed as conspiracy theory by these people.
So now they get to define what is disinformation and conspiracy theories and false narratives.
Yeah, exactly. And that can be very broad, and it'll be basically whatever the government doesn't like.
And we don't want a civil war. Let's make that clear. I don't know how many times we've said that over the last few years. We do not want a civil war in America. That would be horrific for America. And our enemies, the Chinese, the Islamists, Russia, they want us to go to civil war. That's what they're agitating for. So any people running around talking about civil war, all you're doing is playing right into their hands, right, Trevor?
Hey, look, 100%. The Russians have been trying to drive this country into civil war for years. You know, they have websites, conservative websites in this country, promoting one narrative, and they have left-wing websites promoting the opposite narrative. When the Black Lives Matter was going, they had websites supporting Black Lives Matter and people opposed to Black Lives Matter. You know, so, and I'm opposed to Black Lives Matter, absolutely. But they are playing both sides of this. They want to drive the country into civil war, destroy the country, and then they'll come and mop up what's left. You know, the goal of Russia and China right now is to destroy the United States. Don't have any don't have any other idea in your head. That is their goal. It's not to dominate us economically. It's not to outcompete us. It is to destroy this country and occupy this country. So, that's the goal. And civil war will only make that happen a lot faster and cause a heck of a lot of unnecessary misery in the meantime.
Absolutely. So let's reiterate. If you are on social media with anyone talking about violence or you're longing for a civil war, get off of there. Disassociate with that. That's all being monitored. That's all being captured. You do not want to be associated with anyone talking about violence or encouraging civil war or any of that in any way. Right, Trevor?
Absolutely. As I said, they're either an idiot and they don't care they're being monitored, or they're a deliberate provocateur trying to get your name on their files.
January 6th, I had Dr. Erwin Lutzer on the other night. He's author of this book, Hitler's Cross, and he did an excellent job. He brought up January 6th, and he believes January 6th was America's Reichstag moment, where Hitler had his own building burn and blame it on the communists and others to justify going after them. Do you think that's the case with January 6th? And I think this narrative for January 6th was already... That narrative of domestic extremists was already being laid before January 6th. And any of you that go back into my Twitter feed will see that I think it was the night before, January 5th, I put out a tweet saying that I thought January 6th, and you're going to the Capitol, you are falling into a trap. I said I thought it was that, and I prayed, and I said people should be praying that nothing happens, but I think something will, and I think it's a trap. And January 6th, it turned out to be just that. I think that whole thing was set up, but the narrative was already being spun because we have a source with the FBI, someone that was a source or an asset, who has come forward that we have recorded, distorted their voice, and they were being contacted by the FBI before January 6th to penetrate patriot groups and to find so-called white supremacist among the patriot groups or domestic terrorist among the patriot groups. This was before January 6th. So clearly the FBI already had the narrative going before January 6th, and I think January 6th was a Reichstag moment for America. What say you?
Look, absolutely. You know, they knew it would be something they could use to tar Trump with and Trump supporters. It was completely... an operation. I'm not saying the rally was an operation. That was a legitimate expression of, you know, of anybody supporting their president. But when those people went into the Capitol, they were led. There was no security to stop them. They were led in there, led into a trap like lambs to the slaughter. Violence was provoked by provocateurs, and they got the blame. See, it's a little bit like, I'll tell you another example. You remember the Charlottesville debacle a couple of years ago, you know, when a young woman got killed and a couple of policemen got killed when the helicopter crashed. Well, that was, that was a clash between pro-Russian communists and pro-Chinese communists in the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, Workers' World Party, Party for Socialism and Liberation. So these are pro-Russian communists fighting in the streets against pro-Russian white supremacists, the Klansmen, the David Duke supporters, the Richard Spencer supporters. You've got to understand, David Duke and Richard Spencer are big Putin guys. They love Russia. So you had right-wing Russian white supremacists fighting on the streets against left-wing Russian Russian supporters. And who got the blame for it? The Tea Party and President Trump. That was a provocation too. So this narrative has been going for a while, and the right then, the January 6th, was a Reichstag moment. It was a provocation used as an excuse to come after American patriots by branding us as extremists and white supremacists. And it's all based on lies, but this is a big, basically communist narrative.
So what do we do about it? I mean, Americans apparently are waking up. These 155 generals have signed this letter warning Biden of his policies that he's doing and talking about voter fraud and that we're about to roll over into a Marxist revolution. a Marxist situation here, which is quite historic. What do you make of that? And do you think that this is waking up Americans? I mean, we've talked about the problem. What is the solution? Do you see a solution? Do you see Americans pushing back in a peaceful manner that will cause these folks to sit back? Or, I mean, what is your take on where we're going?
Yeah, it is historic. It is a revolution. And what I'm saying is this. See, the first step is acknowledge reality. I wrote an article for the Epoch Times a while back, and New Zealand has 9 steps for saving America from socialism. The first step was face reality. The second step was avoid all violent rhetoric. And then I listed a whole bunch of steps that we need to take. One was obviously stopping all vote fraud in all of the 33 states, all the 30 Republican-controlled states. And the other thing is we've got to work to basically fortify those free states. And what I mean by that is not violently. I'm talking work to form an alliance between Florida and Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas and Oklahoma and Nebraska and South Dakota, North Dakota, right up to Alaska. Bring those 33 states together in a block. And basically you tell the central government, the federal government, we will not take any unconstitutional orders from you. You're not coming after our guns. You're not coming after our elections, our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion at all. You know, that's 10th Amendment rights. The states are sovereign. The federal government serves at the pleasure of the states. We've got to have a mass organization setting up, bring all these, there are, as you say, there are hundreds of new groups springing up everywhere, like the Tea Party all over again, but much younger.
Yeah.
A lot of young people, because they've been sitting at home reading their kids' school textbooks, and they're horrified.
Absolutely.
And so we got to do that. We got to boycott our enemies. We got to boycott the bad guys. We got to buy from our own too. We got to form a nation within a nation, so we can hold off the federal government till 2022, and basically work like crazy to take back the House and turn President Harris, President Biden, into a lame duck.
For those who maybe don't know, the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution says that the powers the federal government has are limited and expressed, and the unlisted powers belong to the states and respective people thereof. In other words, if it's not listed in the U.S. Constitution as being a responsibility of the central government, the federal government, it belongs to the people, the states. So we're talking education, we're talking so many issues that you don't see in our organic documents as being anything of a responsibility to the central government. It belongs and resides, therefore, with the people. And they're not honoring the Bill of Rights today, our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, our Second Amendment. They're attacking those issues because through the courts, they passed various courts would hand down decisions based on case law, which again was very dangerous. Instead of going to the intent of the founding fathers, the original intent of America's founders, you have Christopher Columbus Langdon, who comes around in the early 1900s and starts applying Darwinian evolution to the law. As society evolves, morals evolve, the law evolves. So Darwinian evolution, societal evolution, is applied to the law. It's called legal positivism. It's a big word, but all it really means is moral relativism, situational ethics applied to the law. As society evolves, morals evolve, the law evolves, and thus developed what is known from Christopher Columbus Langdon is case law. I have a whole chapter on this in my book from 2009 called Grave Influence, 21 Radicals Ruling America from the Grave. And if you want to get a copy of it and learn who these 21 radicals are, you can get a copy of that book at wvwtv.com/store. WVW as in Worldview Weekend, wvwtv.com/store. You'll find other resources there as well, but you'll find that book, Grave Influence. But Christopher Columbus Langdon believed in the case law theory. You don't go back to the original intent of the founders and interpret the law. You actually have judges making the law through case law theory. So all you got to do is get one whacked out, crazy, nut job judge or group of judges to render something that's crazy, and then you can hang your hat on that. So you don't even need the Constitution anymore. All you need is one decision after another by the courts, and that becomes the basis of law. The Constitution is no longer the foundation. The cases that have come before, that sets the precedent of interpreting the law and moving things forward. So now, through that process, the 10 Bill of Rights have been taken off as 10 handcuffs onto the central government. And those 10 handcuffs have now, instead of being placed on the central government as the founders meant, because they couldn't even get the Constitution ratified until they did something to confine or control or limit central government. Only then could they get the Constitution ratified after the 10 Bill of Rights. And so there were to be 10 handcuffs onto the central government. Once those 10 handcuffs were taken off through case law theory, misapplication of the law, they were then placed on to the states. Now the courts, the federal courts, the central government decides when you have freedom of speech, when you have freedom of religion, when you have a Second Amendment. This has been completely turned upside down, and the only solution is to get back to the Constitution and the 10th Amendment and the original intent of the founders, and not some crazy wigged out set of lawyers who are just making it up as they go, legislating from the bench with case law theory. Now that's the history. You want to comment on all that, Trevor?
Look, you're 100% right, Brandon. Put it very, very well. That's, you know, they've eroded the original intent of the Constitution so that the federal government has got way more power than it should, and the power of the people and the power of the states has been massively diminished. But the Constitution still exists, and the Constitution guarantees every state a Republican form of government. Not Republican Democrat, I mean a Republican representative form of government. So if the federal government is trying to take that away, the states have every right to tell the federal government to take a hike. And that's what they got to do. See, like a while back, Joe Biden told Governor DeSantis in Florida, my governor, that he had to close his restaurants in Florida. And DeSantis politely told him he would not do that. And then Biden said, well, we might have to shut air travel into Florida or even road travel into Florida. Well, he might be able to do that to Florida, but he couldn't do it to Florida and Louisiana and Alabama and Mississippi and Texas and Arkansas and Kansas and Arkansas and Missouri and Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Idaho, you know, New Hampshire, South Carolina, North Carolina,
Tennessee,
Kentucky.
Tennessee.
You know, he couldn't do it to 30 states.
Don't forget Tennessee.
And Tennessee and Alaska. Yeah, you know, I forget them sometimes, but you think there's 30 states with Republican legislatures, and there's a whole bunch of counties in blue states with constitutional sheriffs. There's a lot of red counties in blue states. You add the free states with the red counties of the blue states, and that's 80% of America. It's the 80%, the people with the wealth, the people with the water and the food resources, and the people with the work ethic. Why are they being dictated to by the socialists of Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. and New York?
So true. You know, I'm sure you've seen that movie, Red Dawn. It was a remake, but the original...
Yeah, it's a great movie.
The original back in the late 80s, I think it was 1988, 89, whenever it came out. I mean, you watch that movie today, and it seems like that actually is possible.
Well, that was a movie about a Soviet invasion of the United States, and that was based on actual Soviet war plans at the time. You know, got to understand that the Russians and the Chinese have operational plans right now to destroy the United States and invade it. And up until a few years ago, and this is before EMP and before bioweapons, you know, the plan was for the Russians to nuke the continental United States. And they thought they would take most of our missiles out in their bunkers. And they would survive, because what little retaliation there was would be okay, because they have so many bunkers for their people. They're prepared to put their people underground, whereas America is not. And then the Russians would invade Alaska and Western Canada and stop at the U.S. border. And then the Cubans and the Venezuelans would come up through Mexico and invade the southern states and take away anything they wanted for looting rights. And then the Chinese would invade across the Pacific. And they know they would lose 10 or 20 million men. But that's all right, because they have a massive surplus of young men in China because of their one-child policy. They've been aborting baby girls for 30 years, and they've got all these young men who will never marry, and that's a massive social problem. So use those young men up invading America, and then you settle America with what's left of China. And this is their plan. This is their plan.
They openly have written
this. They write about this stuff.
Yeah, you just said it. They've been writing about this. This isn't you just guessing. They've written about it.
Yeah. Unrestricted warfare. You know, we know the COVID was a biological weapon from China. We know that Black Lives Matter, burnt cities all over America, is a biological weapon. We know the Chinese stole the election. We know they're killing 60, 80,000 kids every year with their fentanyl. You know, Ratcliffe, Trump's intelligence advisor, said the Chinese have blackmailed or compromised so many American congressmen, they can determine which legislation goes through the U.S. Congress and which doesn't.
And how would they do that? How would they blackmail those guys, Trevor?
Well, it's very easy, you know. They use the mice thing. It's money, ideology, compromise, ego. So they buy up politicians with business deals or straight out bribes. Ideology, a lot of Democrats are communists, so they've got them with the ideology. Compromise, they take them on a business trip to China, they lure them into a tryst with a woman who's not their wife or a young boy or something like that, photograph them. Compromise, they have a compromise, they can blackmail them, or ego, they appeal to their egos. Oh, you're going to be a great leader of America. When China and America join together, you'll be one of the elite. You'll be one of the people who builds this great alliance. So money, ideology, compromise, ego, mice. There's many, many ways of compromising a congressman.
Wow.
You catch them in a dirty deal, you bribe them, you appeal to their communist ideology, or you appeal to their ego. You know, a lot of people, when you're a congressman anyway, you tend to have a lot of ego, so you're vulnerable. You tend to like money. You tend to be ideological. You know, you tend to go on business trips in foreign countries, and you tend to have a lot of temptation around you. And you often succumb to that temptation. So, yeah, they're not hard to compromise, you know, comparatively speaking.
Wow. My guest is Trevor Loudon. You might want to visit his website. In fact, maybe not might. You should visit his website, Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-U-R, TrevorLoudon.com. Again, T-R-E-V-O-R. I think I spelled it wrong. T-R-E-V-O-R. That's how you spell it. Sorry, Trevor. You caught that the first time. T-R-E-V-O-R, Trevor Loudon, L-O-U-D-O-N, TrevorLoudon.com, TrevorLoudon.com. You'll find his book there, White House Reds, which is an historical book, and even though the election's over, all the data in there is still very historical and well worth the read and purchase on Kindle or a copy yourself, or his documentaries, or just read his great articles, all there at TrevorLoudon.com. A few minutes left with my guest, Trevor Loudon, my buddy in the military intelligence, who called me today, alerted me to another story. This was dated May 8th, 2021. Comes from the Navy, navy.mil/press. And I don't know, maybe you've seen this, maybe not. USS Monterey seizes illicit weapons in the North Arabian Sea. The guided missile cruiser USS Monterey seized an illicit shipment of weapons from a stateless ship in international waters of the North Arabian Sea. The USS Monterey and its embarked U.S. Coast Guard advanced interdiction team discovered the illicit cargo during a routine flag verification boarding conducted in international water in accordance with customary international law. The cache of weapons included dozens of advanced Russian-made anti-tank guided missiles, thousands of Chinese Type 56 assault rifles, thousands, folks, thousands of Chinese Type 56 assault rifles, and hundreds of PKM machine guns, sniper rifles, and rocket-propelled grenade launchers. Other weapon components included advanced optical sights, so I guess like things you can see in the dark and afar off and that kind of thing. The original source and intended destination of the material is currently under investigation. The original source and intended destination. You talk about the desire by the communists to be involved in political assassinations. Well, you would certainly use some of this stuff to do it. You talk about going after our critical infrastructure with not only cyber hacking, but literally a physical attack, as happened, I think it was in April of 2013 in California, where they shot out the coolant system. If those guys had not worked quickly, it could have spread. And if they'd done that in eight other facilities like that, it could have brought down the entire grid of the U.S. But we've had physical attacks on our grids, so you could clearly use a lot of this for that. But you got sniper rifles. Again, those can be used for assassinations. Rocket-propelled grenade launchers. I mean, this is ridiculous. But it's Russian and Chinese-made. They don't know where it was going, but these were seized in the North Arabian Sea. What do you think's going on? Where do you think they were headed? I know it's a guess, but what do you think's happening here?
Yeah, well, it's a guess. Well, look, the big targets, Iran is trying to take out Israel and Saudi Arabia. And Iran is the ally of both Russia and China. So if I had to guess, I would say this is going to fifth columnists working inside Saudi Arabia or other Gulf states getting ready for an invasion of Saudi Arabia, like acting as a fifth column. So if the Iranians start to invade Saudi Arabia, these guys would be out there assassinating leaders, assassinating soldiers, blowing up infrastructure, blowing up bridges, whatever. You know, that's what I would guess it's involved with.
Here's another headline today.
It isn't for going antelope hunting, I'll tell you that much.
I would agree. Here's another headline today, Sunday, May 16th, 2021. This one's going viral. Even CNN's reporting it. Space Force commander fired after comments made on conservative podcast. A Space Force lieutenant colonel has been removed from his command after appearing on a conservative podcast criticizing the United States military. Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lawmeyer joined the Steve Gruber show to discuss his new book. I guess he's written a book. Irresistible Revolution, subtitled Marxism's Goal of Conquest and the Unmasking of the American Military. The book alleges that Marxist ideologies are becoming widespread within the armed forces. He expounded on those concerns in the podcast. Quote, since taking command as a commander about 10 months ago, I saw what I consider fundamentally incompatible and competing narratives of what America was, is, and should be, end quote. Lohmeyer said, quote, this wasn't just prolific in social media or throughout the country during this past year, but it was spreading throughout the United States military. And I recognize those narratives as being Marxist in nature, end quote. When pressed on what exactly he meant, Lohmeyer declared the New York Times 1619 Project, a historical look at how slavery formed America's institutions, as, quote, anti-American, end quote. And then he went on to talk about it. And I guess because he is involved in the Space Command, he's now been he's been fired. You want to comment on this? Here's this purge.
Yeah, well, look, you were talking before about how somebody you heard about was challenging an admiral. And that person was very brave because their name is probably on a list now. And, you know, this guy what they'll get them on is something like commenting on military matters, you know, on a public broadcast. You know, that they would get him on that. But the real reason they'll go after him is he's exposing their game. You've got to understand the Army War College, West Point, etc., and the Coast Guard education establishment, they have been infiltrated by Marxists for 15 or 20 years now.
That's right.
You know, those colleges are like our universities. You know, they have Marxist history professors in there. They have critical race theory. They have all the stuff. So you're getting these young guys in West Point. Many of them have already done, you know, graduate degrees in colleges, etc. They are just as Marxist as any of the other young kids out there, many of them. You know, not as bad generally, because, you know, you tend to get conservatives going into the military. But you are getting a lot more Marxists and a lot less patriots. And now they're going to purge out the patriots, because when they have their full-on revolution in America, they want a military that will stand by the revolution, not stand by the people. And that's why the conservatives are being purged. It's as plain as day.
So in our closing moments here, Trevor, what do you see coming in the next? If this is what has happened and Biden has not even been in the White House for 4 months, what do you see happening in the next 8 months and the next 12 months?
Look, everything's going to ramp up, but you're going to see a lot more pushback from the states. Already you've had 20 states join together and send a letter to the Biden administration saying you will not come after our elections. Some of the big legislation's coming down soon, you know, the HR1 and trying to make Puerto Rico, Washington, D.C. a state, etc. So you're going to see, I think, the uprising of patriots is going to come. And I emphasize, not a military uprising. I'm talking just people taken to the streets, people protesting, getting involved in groups, marching, you know, not being willing to take this kind of garbage. But what I also see over the summer is an upsurge of Black Lives Matter rioting and the military being used to keep the peace.
So what you're saying is
the peace won't be suppressing Black Lives Matter. It'll be suppressing those opposed to Black Lives Matter.
So what you're saying is the Marxist behind Black Lives Matter, and Patricia Kaluers of Black Lives Matter admitted she's Marxist trained, and so these are Maoist Chinese front groups, if you will, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
100%.
So these groups will be used as cannon fodder in the streets. Patriots will come out and say, we're not taking this. You're not burning our towns or restaurants or businesses. We're taking it. And then that gives justification for the military not to come against BLM, but basically to put us in a police state and put a chill on everything, the same way they did when they surrounded the Capitol and threw up their fences. So this will be used as again, it's another Reichstag moment. They'll orchestrate it and then use it to strip Americans' rights by basically putting in martial law with the military. They won't call it that, but it'll have that same feel where you have National Guard and military roaming the streets if they can get it to that point. That's what they really want, is it not?
That's what they want. And see, that's why the states have to stand up. The red states have to be very hard line on this. That's why Ron DeSantis is bringing some very good legislation to clamp down on these people. See, if you allow the Black Lives Matter rioting to take place, either you let them just burn everything, or you stand against them. And when you stand against them, then the military comes in and suppresses the good guys. Well, you know, that's why the red states have to band together.
But that's also why they've got to clean out the military.
That strategy will only work if they can divide us.
But that's why they got to clean out the military from the good guys, because the good guys
don't belong. Yeah, that's right. That's why they're purging all the good guys and instilling fear in the good guys so they won't fight back. And they're putting in a whole bunch of leftists to turn the military into a Soviet Red Army.
And it's happening, folks. I don't know how you can deny it. Trevor Loudon, again, his website is TREVOR. Trevor, TREVOR, Loudon.com. TrevorLoudon.com. Books, DVDs, articles, so much there. TrevorLoudon.com. We also produce his TV show From This News Desk. You can watch it free of charge. at WVWTV.com. WVWTV.com to watch the free TV show of Trevor Loudon, along with all the other shows, Usama Dakdok, Sharam Hadian, Dr. Andy Woods, so many other shows that we produce there. You can watch Olivier Melnick. I'm going to run out of shows because we have so many hosts. I'm going to leave somebody out, I know. But you can watch all of our WVW broadcast shows at WVWTV.com. Trevor, thank you, as always, for the generosity of your time, for being a patriot. I know you're from New Zealand. You're trying to save this country because, you know, as goes America, so goes much of the world. So thank you for all you're doing, my friend, and thank you for joining us tonight. Hope your speech in California goes well.
Oh, thank you, Brandon. Always a pleasure, and thank you for being the voice that you are. You don't have to be doing this. You're taking risks doing it. And I urge everybody to support this Brandon's operation because it's one of the very few accurate and brave voices out there that we still have.
Well, you're very kind. It's a team effort. That's why you're on with us all the time and why we produce your TV show here. It's a team effort, so we appreciate it. Couldn't do it without great partners in broadcasting like you. So thank you, Trevor.
A pleasure. Thanks, Brandon. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, sir. That's Trevor Loudon checking in from California tonight, folks. And if you appreciate what we're doing here, as we conclude, here is the Worldview Weekend Hour. We're here every Sunday night, have been since 2015 with this broadcast. And now we have the joy of simulcasting not only on our website at wvwtv.com/live, TV 30, of course, picks it up in Milwaukee. We have Lindell TV. We have frankspeech.com. We have our Roku channel. We have a lot of outlets now. We're thankful for that. And so if you appreciate what we're doing, our free programming, our free streaming at WVWTV, our streaming bill is thousands of dollars a year. We used up our entire streaming plan last year for a whole 12 months. Within 3 months, we used up $17,000 in streaming in 3 days to put out because we had so many shows, particularly the one we did with General Flynn, go viral. Cost us $17,000 in 3 days to pay for that streaming bill because so many American patriots and Christians watched it. So if you appreciate what we're doing with our free radio shows at worldviewradio.com, free TV shows at WVWTV, and all our free articles at Worldview Times, you can make a tax-deductible contribution at wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to give by mail, and you'll find our phone number there when you go to wvwfoundation.com. Don't forget that Monday through, well, supposed to be Monday through Friday, but it's been Monday through Saturday, I broadcast every night live, 7 to 9, on Lindell TV on the frankspeech.com platform. And yes, I'm here on Sunday nights, but Mike has said, hey, we need your kind of programming at Lindell TV also on Sunday nights, so go ahead and stream. So we have a lot of platforms now. And as I said early in the broadcast, we're glad to be here with Lindell TV, frankspeech.com, with my Sunday night show that's been airing from 8 to 9 every Sunday night since 2015. We're just glad to be on Lindell TV now as well. Well, thank you again for your support at wvwfoundation.com for all the free shows I produce over there with all those free shows at WVWTV. Check it out, won't you? We'll tell you about our upcoming conference in the Ozarks, the middle of October. Soon, that's coming. Keynote speaker Michael Lindell, General Michael Flynn, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be posting up that information soon and putting tickets on sale, and they will sell out in a matter of days. That's coming soon, very soon indeed. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thank you for watching. Take care.